Emotional Keystone Pipeline worker blasts Biden for firing workers by signing a piece of paper. By Penny Starr on January 29, 2021. Just as Joe Biden started his new job as president, he used his pen to end the jobs of thousands by pulling the permit for construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. Neil Crabtree is now unemployed and so is the team who worked under him. Biden's decision immediately cost about 11,000 jobs, many of them union jobs. As Breitbart News reported, one expert said Biden's other climate change order to stop drilling leasing on public land could cost as many as a million U.S. jobs. Crabtree posted about it on his Facebook page. I got laid off for political reasons and stupidity and the future doesn't look so bright. I've got a sickening feeling in my stomach, I went to my truck and literally cried. Fox News interviewed Crabtree and asked him about his reaction to the news about Biden's executive order. The president was able to put us out of work by signing a piece of paper, Crabtree said as he struggled to keep his emotions in check. I'm the one that had to look these people in the eye and tell them they didn't have a job anymore. If I got a little emotional, I think that's only human, Crabtree said. Crabtree said he got into the energy industry because in his home state of Arkansas, farming is the main way to make a living. So I chose this career, Crabtree said. We go all over the country and we depend on these projects to provide a living for our families. I don't know what I'm going to do right now, Crabtree said. It's tough. Crabtree said he believes Biden's decision was based on politics, not climate change. For the president to sit up there and tell the American public that he canceled this project because of climate reasons, it simply isn't true, Crabtree said. This oil is already coming into this country. This pipeline wasn't going to be the start of it, Crabtree said. It's coming by rail cars every single day. Hundreds, thousands of them. And if the environment is the concern, Crabtree said, common sense should apply. A pipeline can do this safer, Crabtree said. Common sense tells you that. Common sense said we don't need to put American workers out of a job right now. Common sense says this pipeline needs to be built, Crabtree said. Common sense seems to be lacking in the early days of this administration. Crabtree also said Biden is hypocritical because of his son Hunter Biden's former job in the energy sector in Ukraine. Biden literally sent his son up overseas in energy companies developing their infrastructure and he's killing the same thing here, Crabtree said. It's totally political. It has nothing to do with climate change. I always laugh when the government says, it is going to create thousands of jobs, Crabtree said. The government don't create jobs. The private sector in this country creates the jobs. The government can, however, destroy jobs, Crabtree said, his voice breaking. The Fox News host thanked Crabtree and wished him well. I'm not giving up, Crabtree said. We're going to keep fighting. I'm not giving up. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.